CO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Microsoft Outlook is back up and running after it went down this afternoon, leaving millions of users unable to access their email.
When Microsoft has a problem, we all feel it.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
It could be everything from someone tripped over a power cord in the wrong place to a potential hack. And that's part of the frustration around these times, is that you don't know whether or not this is just something that's going to return to normal or if it's going to become a bigger thing.
The outage lasted about half an hour. CBS's MTS Taibbi is in Ukraine, where people are rallying behind President Zelensky after his tense exchange with President Trump and Vice President Vance in the Oval Office yesterday.
Of the many, many Ukrainians we've spoken to over the years, they have almost unanimously told us of the gratitude they have to the U.S. and to the American people. So for this relationship appearing to have broken down so publicly, so dramatically, and so quickly, the fear here is all this does is play directly into the hands of Vladimir Putin.
Zelensky had a much calmer meeting in London today with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who offered $3 billion in loans to Ukraine. The reception for Vice President Vance was mixed when he and his family arrived at a Burlington, Vermont ski resort today.
I was giving him the finger. Vermont, welcome.
This man raised another digit.
You know what? You got to respect the office. I was giving the thumbs up for Vance.
The first phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas expires today. CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem says Israel wants to extend phase one, but Hamas does not.
According to the terms of the deal, fighting between Israel and Hamas should not resume while negotiations are underway on phase two of the ceasefire deal. That calls for an end to the war in Gaza, Israeli troops to withdraw completely, and the estimated 23 hostages who are still alive to be released. Hamas says it is committed to phases two and three, but that the latest round of talks had made no progress.
CBS's Tom Hansen is in Santa Fe, New Mexico, with an update on the investigation into the death of actor Gene Hackman and his wife.
Have investigators been able to get into the obtained cell phones?
Not at this time. We have them in our possession. Those were collected yesterday. It's going to take a process.
The process also includes figuring out a timeline. Though Hackman's pacemaker stopped working on February 17th, it's only a clue and doesn't mean he died then.
The last surviving member of the early punk rock band New York Dolls has died. Singer David Johansen later launched a solo career as his alter ego, Buster Poindexter. He'd been battling cancer and a brain tumor. He was 75. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Mag Sync on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Jimmy K and Rocker here. Let's kick things off with a double dip of Marston. This is brand new music from Marston. You can find more information about it at marstonmusic.com. The song is called Keepsake. It's Mag Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marsden and Running in the Dark. Before that, his brand new song, Keepsake. There's a couple more new songs that we'll play next week, maybe later on tonight, who knows, from Marsden. You can find out more information about Marsden at marsdenmusic.com. No shows on the books for him. We'll have to get him in studio sometime very soon. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with my good friend, Rocker Inker.
What's happening, Jimmy?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
It's our first show back together since the major event that you had.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's so good to be back. I was here last week with Rob Roberts.
Yeah, man.
And we had a good time, and boy, I enjoyed being back.
Well,
you know?
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here, and let's rock tonight, man. We got a really good show coming up for the people across the state of Wisconsin, celebrating our local music scene. And Rocker, what's on the docket tonight?
Hey, we have Rachel Bauer. She's the co-owner of Loxley Music Live Music Venue. And it's a brand, you know, it's a fairly new venue. We're going to hear all about that and some shows that she has going on there. Laura Sawasco, Nashville singer-songwriter. She is from Washington Island, Wisconsin originally. Now she's down in Nashville, and she's putting out a new album coming up in April, and we're going to hear some new songs from her tonight. And Robert J., Terry Barr is going to catch up with Robert J., find out what's going on with him, and get the big announcement about the 10th annual Mama Cares.
The Mama Cares Ball that's happening March 30th at the Sylvie here in Madison, Rocker, and that's going to be a big show. We're going to hopefully raise a lot of money for Mama Cares, which is a great program.
Yeah.
An offshoot charity, if you will, from themamas.org.
And you know how it got started, right?
Tell us.
Well, Robert J., he had a heart attack. And, you know, when he was recovering and he was thinking about, you know, his situation and what had happened, he decided that you know, this would be a good thing that musicians were characteristically underinsured health-wise. And, you know, when they had a time of crisis, they needed help. And so Robert J. got behind it. He worked with the Mamas, and this was, you know, over 10 years ago now.
Even somebody that has good insurance,
yeah,
through work or something like that.
Right.
The, you know, the co-pays, the out-of-pocket deductibles and stuff, yeah, like that.
Oh.
That's the hardship right there. So
it is, you know,
we can all use some help when that happens. So the Mama Care Ball is happening March 30th at the Sylvie. Terry Barr sits down with Robert J., who is just awesome. That's coming up at 9:30 tonight. So
yep,
stick around for that. Also Rob Roberts with After Hours Rocker. Looking forward to that.
That's right. And we have some other new music that we're gonna hear tonight, right?
Yeah, we have a couple things. I'm not going to let too much out of the bag right now, but we'll get to it, okay? But
you're not going to like say like the Family Business has a new song?
Well, now you let it out of the bag. Yes, we'll play some Family Business. We'll sink that in.
It's really good, by the
way. This hour, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, speaking of the Mamas, the first round of voting is open right now.
That's right.
I was talking with Dana Perry earlier today, and she told me that there was 830 unique entries for the Mamas this year.
Wow.
830 unique entries across all the categories.
Right.
So that tells me there are a lot of artists, a lot of songs, a lot of musicians that are involved with the Mamas this year. And we play a lot of the music here on Max Inc. Radio. So you can go to themamas.org, check out the impressive list, And vote for some of the people you like. Maybe go check out their music and buy it and support the local music scene.
Or maybe some of your favorite on-air radio personalities, Jimmy.
You could do that too. I don't want to toot my horn. But yeah, you could vote for us. That's cool. Themamas.org, themamas.org. So helping putting musical instruments in the hands of kids. All right, we got that new Family Business coming up. We'll do some Maggie Shays here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, The Flavor That Kills, their next show is May 23rd at the High Noon with the Mighty Electric Six. Hip to be square, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Middle of Nowhere, that's M. Shays, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. She's up for a few mamas, female vocalists, original act, keyboard and piano, and live sound engineer. You can vote for M. Shays right now at themamas.org. Jimmy Kane Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night, original local music from Wisconsin. You could be part of the show, too. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Call up and say hi. Tell us what you're doing on a Saturday night. Let's do some Genevieve Hayward. She's going to be performing at the Majestic for the 7th Annual Respect Celebration of Women. And that's at the Majestic Theater on the 29th of March. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Catching my breath every chance I get. Air feels nice, fall comes quick. Curious waves whisper what's next. Time spent alone can heal and break. Take me to the river where we'd wait for silent talks to fill up our days. Don't forget all we said. You've got me down. I don't know how. I spent so long wondering why you kept me around just to waste my time. Childhood home, cutthroat songs and a hardened tongue, built the safe to lock in the love. Nothing left to keep or prove. You never noticed me till I spoke true. That's the last time I saw you. Don't forget.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Genevieve Hayward from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, now in Nashville. That was her song, Don't Forget. And she's coming to Madison for that seventh annual Respect show at the Majestic Theater, a celebration in women. That's going to be a great show. The event is out on Facebook. You can check it out now to get all the details. Hey, Rachel Bauer, she's in studio. She's the owner of the brand new music venue here in Madison in a very classic building. We'll tell you all about that. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Later, I got that brand new music from the family business. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. And you can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. Great food, drink, live music. You can watch the big game on the big screens. The Lazy Oaf Lounge at 1617 North Stone Road in Madison. You can also find the event, the full events and everything that's going on at the Lazy Oaf at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group. powered by Compass.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
The music, the hair, the experience. It's Cherry Pie, live in concert, playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, Poison, Warrant, and the list goes on. Friday, March 14th at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg. It's the old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie, live in concert. Get tickets at loxleyvenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y venue.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Dana Perry and Kill the Rock Star. Dana Perry, of course, a staple in the Madison music scene. She's also the executive director of the Mamas, and she books shows over at Cargo Coffee East. She's a rock star. Don't kill her.
And she also plays with the Prairie Flowers.
That's right.
We have a show
Lindsay
coming
Evans
up.
And
Sharona.
That's right. Oh, that's good. We'll have to play some of that later on. Hi, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Happy to have you along. We're live from the WMDX studios in downtown Madison tonight. If you want to get the podcast, if you missed any part of the show, you want to hear it again, you can do that right now. Just go to the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, Rachel Bauer is co-owner and director of hospitality and music at the new Loxley venue in Madison. Well, Fitchburg, if we're being real, it's in the location of the old Dry Bean restaurant on Verona Road, and from the ashes of a failed attempt to purchase the Gobbler Theater, a rare meeting at Forward Fest launched Rachel's vision, and the Loxley venue was born. Here in the studio to talk about the new venue and her mission is serial entrepreneur Rachel Bauer. Rachel, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So, serial entrepreneur. This is like a sickness. Do you sleep at night?
I used to sleep at night, but now I'm running a venue that goes until midnight. So yeah. By the time I'm out of there, it's a different schedule for me, but I love it.
What's the serial part? What have you done in the past?
Yeah, so I have had an interesting and spicy career. I've been a banker. I've been an insurance agent. I've been in the real estate world. And I owned and operated a boutique hotel down in Illinois, ultimately I missed Madison and wanted to get back to Madison. So I sold that property, but hospitality, that's where my passion's at. So this was an easy transition.
Wow. Do you have a background in music at all? Because this is live music and entertainment, right?
So that's a great question. And no, I don't have a background in live music. That part of the world came together actually as a result of the COVID pandemic. So I was working on a hospitality project that had kind of pulled some roots and some experience I had done when I was consulting and brought some things together. And suddenly I had this vision for blending music and hospitality. Mm. And that's how we got to the potential purchase of the Gobbler and then ultimately to the Loxley.
Well, now you have been on a mission and a journey to open the Loxley, but how did the path run through the Gobbler and what's with the Forward Fest being involved?
Yeah. So on the wrap up party at the Forward Fest in 2023, I met my co-owners, William Cole, who owns the building that is the Loxley.
Okay.
And his partner, Mel Butcher. And we had a conversation and one thing led to another over a period of 6 months. And we were looking at what was the future for the building, and that's how the Loxley was born.
But how does the Gobbler work in? That's that crazy restaurant that has like a spinning bar in it, out in Watertown.
I actually had a conversation today about that spinning bar and the and the legend about where it came from or did not come from.
Oh my!
My husband Steve Paulette and I were ready to purchase that property. He had a fall the night that I met Bill and Mel.
When he fell down?
He fell in our backyard, yeah, and tore his quads, and that was the end of our forward movement with the Gobbler.
Wow.
Yeah, Bill actually teased me. He said, if you don't buy the Gobbler, you can come and buy my property, and that was, it wasn't very far from the truth. It came together.
Wow, that is really crazy. The Loxley features local music. It's in a cabaret-style space, but you also have other entertainment. Tell us about the Loxley.
Yeah, so when we were looking at what is the best use of that building and what does Madison need, it came up over and over again. Two big things that we heard from the community, and one was there's not enough venue rental space, particularly on the west side. It's kind of a ghost town
there's
over there.
There's nothing over there, yeah.
And And then the music on the West Side, there's not a lot of that out there either.
Like, that's true.
Yeah. I'm like, if you're lucky enough to live on the East Side like I do,
yeah.
3 minutes from the Burr Oak and six minutes from the Sylvie.
Yeah, ton of different places, right?
Yeah. You have all the options on the East Side, but you don't have any options on the West Side. So when we decided that we would become the Loxley, we wanted something that was a venue that was a little bit different, more flexible, different vibe, different feel. You know, how do we create that so that people want to have their events there, their family celebrations, and they also want to come to see a live show or to hang out and do some sort of community activity
or get hitched. You have weddings?
Get hitched, yeah. Like even the singles idea, right? Like, let's do a singles thing. We can get people to meet and fall in love, and then they come back and get married here.
Wow, it's a racket.
It'll be exciting to see Loxley because, you know, you could go in, people, our age rocker going in when it was the Bean back in the day, and just to kind of reminisce being in that space again, seeing live music.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool. There's a lot of history in that building.
There is. And I hear people in there all the time. I had a guy in there Thursday night ask me, is this the same building that there used to be country line dancing in 1976? And I said, yeah, it was built in 72. It is the same building. You're right.
Well, I was on John and Gordy yesterday, actually, and we were talking about the Loxley and the Dry Bean. And then he brought up that it was like, I forgot what he said. It was the Capitol Hill, Capitol something bar. And this guy used to do like Rat Pack music there all the time. And that guy had written them a song. And it was really funny that had a history even beyond the Dry Bean that I didn't know about.
I know that guy's name, but I just can't think of it. He drove taxi here in Madison.
Oh, really?
He drove taxi in Madison. I'm almost positive.
The history that's there.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, and there was, you guys just recently had like kind of an Elvis impersonator, an Elvis show?
We did. We did an Elvis show in February, and then we had a local guy, Joe Scalise, there for a Dean show, show in December.
Oh, so it keeps rolling.
Yep. So we're excited about that. We've looked at a Rat Pack show, but that one's a little harder to pull together because, you know, they're not all right here. So,
well, let's talk about your calendar because I know that the big thing coming up is Cherry Pie.
Yeah. And that comes about as a result of early on some close acquaintances and friends of mine said, you got to get Cherry Pie in here. And I have never seen or heard them.
Oh, boy.
So I missed that moment in time. They're still a very popular band.
Three decades.
Even from Milwaukee. Like, people really know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we've got them coming in.
That's on Friday, March 14th.
It is.
And then let's see, you have the Bird Dog Blues.
We do, yeah.
They're a great local blues band, and they're going to be coming in on the 15th, the very next night.
Yep, that's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
And Monkey's Uncle on the 21st of March. Who is the Monkey's Uncle?
Monkey's Uncle is a band that is from Burlington, and they've been playing all over southern Wisconsin, and they have not played the Madison market yet. It was a band we had actually looked at and booked out at the Galaxy or the Old Gobbler, and we're looking at bringing them into Madison now.
The Monkey's Uncle, the 21st. And then one of our favorites, Jimmy, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets with Beth Keeley, Jen Farley, and Shauna, April 12th?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. So how did you get Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets?
So this is a funny story. So I met Beth like 20 years ago when she put out her first CD, and I still have it somewhere. Yeah, and so I definitely know who she was in the community. I've seen her a couple of times, and, you know, when the Loxley opened, I was like, I've got to talk to Beth. So I reached out to her, and we felt like Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets was a good fit for this time.
Absolutely. They're awesome.
Wow, how fun. Well, if a band wants to play at the Loxley Live Music Venue, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, they can reach out directly to me at Rachel, it's R-A-C-H-E-L, at Loxley Venue, or they can go to our website, and there's a contact form, and you can reach out directly through our website.
And that's L-O-X-L-E-Y.
Yes.
LOXLEYvenue.com.
Yep, correct.
All right. I think I can remember that. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight. We really appreciate it. We just said how people catch up with the entertainment schedule, LOXLEYvenue.com.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, great to meet you, Rachel. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thanks for having me in the studio. I appreciate it, guys.
Can't wait to check it out. Let's do some gin chocolate and a bottle rockets.
I was just a little girl. I had the whole wide world before me. Breaking rules and bending time, believing luck was on my side. Trusting. Then a few years down the road, got to the place I had to go. When the questions started, can anybody tell?
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A couple houses, a couple thousand trees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Yoni and Him and Her. Before that, the Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Where Do I Go? Hey, thanks to Rachel Bauer for coming in from Locally Venue. What a cool thing that there's a new live music venue on Madison Southwest Side. You can check them out right now. Get the full music schedule at locallyvenue.com. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Coming up in just a couple of minutes after the top of the hour news, we've got a double dip of Sam Ness. He's playing the 10th annual Mama Cares Ball. And Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Robert J. all about that coming up later in the show. It's the 10th annual Mama Cares Ball, raising money for themamas.org and helping musicians around the Madison area when.
It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Park City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Marathon High School Girls Playoff Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Is this time of year fun or what? I was on the air about, 50 minutes ago, just finishing up our girls sectional hockey coverage over in Menominee. Central Wisconsin Storm defeating Hayward 2-1 in overtime to earn a trip to the state tournament. Got into the vehicle, got on the road, got over here to a packed McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls and ready for more high school playoff action. Again, what an exciting time of year, and very happy to bring you the Marathon Red Raiders and the McDonald Max in a Division IV regional final. Last night, Marathon earned a 56-28 win over Cadott, Raiders number 3 seed in this bracket, while McDonald Central defeated 10th seeded Colby by a score of 67-42. The winners of this game will meet the winner of tonight's game between number 1 seeded Cameron and number 4 seeded Phillips in a sectional semifinal coming up next Thursday night at Barron. So Raiders are hoping for another road trip to Barron next Thursday for a sectional semifinal. But Marathon and McDonald, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip coming up. This is Marathon High School Playoff Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting work@county.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups?
Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
At People State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with Peoples, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely Peoples approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number fourseasonsprint@gmail.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from McDonald Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls as the Marathon Red Raiders get set to take on the McDonald Macs. Again, number three seed Marathon, number two seed McDonald. Looking at the starting lineups for tonight's game, first of all for the Red Raiders, number four, Miley Hawkey, leading scorer for Marathon at more than 11 points per game. Number five, Emma Love, averaging just a tick under 10 points per game. Number 10, Caden Sapinski at 2.2 points per game. Number 13, Kyla Heise. Kyla Heise, averaging 4.7 points per game. And number 14, Chenping Pakatong at 4 points per game. Again for the Raiders, Miley Hawkey, Emma Love, Caden Sapinski, and Kyla Heise, along with Chenping Pakatong. For the McDonald Macs, number 0, Aaron Sigenthaler. Number 1, Kendall Heffler. Number 5, Ann Sigenthaler. Number 20, Chloe Flanagan, and number 24, Claire Ruff. McDonald Macs, members of the Marrowwood Conference West, while the Marathon Red Raiders, of course, are a member of the Marrowwood Conference South. Marathon tonight in their road reds with the white numerals and the black trim, while the McDonald Macs wearing the home white with the dark blue numerals and the white trim. Again, the winner moves on to a sectional. And for Marathon, after a rough year ago, a season a year ago that ended here at McDonald, hoping to keep this season going and trying to earn a 20th win of the season. So Marathon, outstanding campaign. Really a big turnaround, double-digit increase in wins. But now one of the major tests here tonight against McDonald. Marathon will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. Emma Love will jump center for the Red Raiders. Kendall Heffler jumping center for the McDonald Macs. There's the tip. We are underway. Controlled by McDonald. Aaron Sigenthaler now moved left-hand side. Chloe Flanagan in front of the Marathon bench. Baseline move. Going to the basket. Missing the shot is Ann Sigenthaler. And the rebound's grabbed by the Raiders and Emma Love. Up court comes Marathon. Into the forecourt with it is Caden Sapinski. Stops her dribble. Bounce pass. Pakatong, right wing side, 26 feet from the basket. Moves it left-hand side, Miley Hawkey. Hawkey to the free throw line. Ball bobble, but grabbed by Emma Love on the right wing. Bounce pass. In the right corner, Kyla Heise. Heise back to Pakatong. Pakatong to the left elbow. Pakatong. Oh, I was going to say, may have got away with the walk. She didn't. Traveling is the call. Drag that pivot foot, and the ball turned over to the Max. Raiders, as they've done all season long, will be setting up some pressure in the backcourt. Just underway. Big crowd on hand. Always wonderful when you get these playoff games. Get the pressure, you get the energy, you get the excitement. Now McDonald looking to break it into the forecourt. Claire Ruff. Ruff over the timeline. Ruff gives it off to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan moves it left wing side and Sigenthaler. Gets it back out top, Aaron Sigenthaler. Now the defense, left hand side, another baseline move. Dropped into the right corner and out of bounds. Taking the pass in the right corner was Claire Ruff for the McDonald Max. She was out of bounds and the ball turned over to Marathon. So the Raiders will now face pressure in the backcourt. Big Raiders student section in front of me there in the right corner. But now the Raiders break it. Halkey down low, Love. Emma Love will force it up, lay it up and in. So the Raiders on the board first. Emma Love with the basket, and Marathon takes a 2-0 lead. Coming up court now is McDonald. On the left-hand side, Claire Ruff in front of the Marathon bench and Coach Jeff Schneider. Now bounce pass, right wing side, and Sigenthaler. Sigenthaler moves it left wing side to Claire Ruff. Up for a three-pointer. Off the front air, no good. Miley Halkey will grab that rebound for Marathon.